All right, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Fast Decodes. My name is Logan. Put on a seatbelt. Here we go. The topic of sin decoded. We're going to start with the topics of conversation. There are just two. The very first one, beginning, and number two is sin card. Let's start with the first one, beginning. So we're going to go right to theology. I'm going to go to the first book of the Torah. And the very first time, this is Cain now. This is God talking to Cain right about before he's ready to murder his brother. And here is the word sin. This is the most popular Bible in the world, the King James. And this word sin, if you count starting with if as the first word, this is the 16th word in this passage. And you just go to chemistry to get a clue, a bridge, and the element sulfur is the 16th element, which ties to the word hell. Okay, that's what sinning is, missing the mark, burning with fire. Well, let's go to the original text, the Torah, Genesis 4, verses 7 from the Torah. Notice that the word for sin is the ninth letter, starting from the very beginning. We go to chemistry again. The ninth element is fluorine. Fluorine is where you get fluoric acid from. And you see that the word acid is the number 9. Okay, fluorine being acid. And fluorine having that isotope 19, we can connect it to the devil. Okay, the devil being tied to acid, decay, duality. Let's talk about the theonumerology. This technique is amazing. Since this is the first time sin shows up in the Bible, let's do the theonumerology. If you're new to this, theonumerology is just taking the chapter and verse in question and just adding up all the verses, because this is all about God numerology here. 31 plus 25 plus 47, plus 24 plus 7. Using the trusty calculator, we get the number 87. And what's so amazing about this, this is how the code is. This is how scripted is. If you remember, if you've been paying attention, who's supposed to take your sins away in the New Testament? Yeah, it's Jesus. Same exact outcome, 87. Well, let's get into the second topic now called sin card. Sin card. We're going to go to the cards of illumination. We're going to take a look at the master spirit, master life spread. Here it is right here. And I'm going to look to the word sin. There it is, the very top right here. And the word sin in Hebrew has a numerical value of 40. So I'm going to go to the master life side because we're talking about sinning on earth. And I'm going to look to the 40th card. And there it is. It's sitting in Mercury and Neptune's line. And then we're going to fact check it with the spirit card over here. It's the Seven of Hearts. Seven of Hearts and the Ace of Spades, that infamous, notorious Ace of Spades. And the first thing I'm going to do is look at what's handling, what's operating, what's controlling that sin perspective from the life path spread. Well, we have the Seven of Hearts. Card number seven. Seven is the word L. If you flip it over, it's the letter L. In the tarot, it's card number 43. And it's fascinating because the word Cain is 43, which is the guy who commits the first murder, tied to the word serpent in all in Hebrew. And this passage right here, folks, this passage of Genesis 4 verses 7 right here is talking about Cain. This is God talking to Cain right here. So it's absolutely mind-blowing. 4 plus 3 is 7. You see the serpent right there in the cup in the top right, okay? And then what about over here? Card number 40 turns into card number 51. The Ace of Spades turns into the Ace of Swords. Ace of Swords is card number 51. In the tarot, and that is tied to Lucifer. This is why Lucifer is tied to all of these outcomes through the code, because Lucifer is a Latin origin. It's not a Hebrew, it's a Latin, and that's a 51. We go to the Latin cipher, because that's where they invented it, and there it is. 51 and 43, these are the two that represent sin. So now you have the aspects of Lucifer and the serpent being tied to sin. And this is how dialed in this code is. Okay. And then when you add up these two cards, the two tarot cards, 43 And 51 gives you 94. There it is right there. And I knew what this was because if you just go to Isaiah 14 verses 12, the only scripture that talks about Lucifer, which is Halel in Hebrew, but the Latinized spelling of it in the Latin Vulgate is Lucifer. Well, when you do the numerology of the entire chapter, verse, and biblical book, you get 94. There it is right there. There's Isaiah. And there's 14 verses 12. And this 94 through chemistry gives us some big clues. Molybdenum being the 42nd element, that's tied to eternal life. This is tied to lake of fire. And 42, life, the universe, everything. And then we have the element that has the 94 protons, and that's plutonium. Shiva the destroyer. That's acid, folks. This is the D in God. Generate, operate, destroy. Okay? Decay, acid, to destroy. And this is talking about Lucifer falling from heaven. Sinning, obviously. This is how all this stuff kind of ties in. And then even this off of another decode, this right here is the most poisonous snake in the world. The Oxyuranus microlepidotus, the most poisonous snake in the entire world, has an outcome exactly the same as the numerical output of Lucifer's scripture. Coincidence? Of course, it's all scripted, folks. And then you could see that snake is 16. The reduction of serpent in Hebrew is 16. And then if we just find the tarot card, 94 minus the total amount of tarot cards, 78, we get 16, which is the tower card. Very, like, boom! Right? Very, and so we have it here. Getting spit into duality. The tower card, 16. Okay? Very, very easy to see. Tied to the serpent. Again, how does the most poisonous snake have the same numerical output as the only scripture and verse, chapter and verse, that talks about Lucifer being cast out of heaven? How does that even happen? Well, because we're living in a scripted reality. That's why. So all this is code. You can have fun with it. But there you go with that right there. So going back to Genesis 4, verses 7, there's that sin, just to compare. The King James, 16, this is the 16th letter in this scripture. 16 is the tower card. The tower card represents duality and the most poisonous snake in the world. Tied to that 94 and the numerical value of Isaiah 14 verses 12. It's absolutely fascinating if you ask me. All right, let's get into now. This is mind-blowing. This is a brand new technique, by the way. This is the actual scripture, one verse after 4 verses 7. This is actually when Cain murders Abel, okay? 4 verses 7 is the very first time, like, hey, sin's at your door, and then Cain actually murders Abel, and it's chapter 4 verses 8. So I'm like, okay, well, let's use the bingo chart, and let's take a look at where space 4 and 8 are, and there are the two cards. I've got them highlighted. We have Mercury and Venus. Mercury is the way you think, and Venus is your emotions, the way you feel about situations. It's the Ten of Spades and the Seven of Hearts, space 4 and space 8. And when you get the tarot to get the picture, I don't think it gets any more clearer, and I'm going to probably start using this technique more and more because I find it just mind-blowing. And this was a humdinger right here, man. Here's the snake in the cup. So what this is saying was the choice was to commit murder. The choice was to commit murder in the story of Cain and Abel.